Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1, the home of everything entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex and April on this Monday, October 20th, 2014. It is 8:05, and we can't waste a moment
because
it is not often that a music legend, and that word is often thrown around too much, but in the case of our first guest, it is both relevant and very much the truth. Barry Manilow is an icon, a legend, and he's out with a brand new CD, which is so cool. And he's joining us live to talk about My Dream Duet. Good morning, Mr. Manilow. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Morning.
Well, I gotta tell you, we've had a lot of guests on our show over the last almost 10 years, but it's not often that we get a legend, so we appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you for all that intro.
Well,
and the Fanilows are going crazy.
Yeah, the Fanilows, we get a lot of reaction from guests, but I got to tell you, when we announced on social media that you were going to be here, the Fanilows, which I love that term, they went nuts for you, Barry.
Thank you.
Well, the CD is called My Dream Duets. And what made you, where did this idea come from?
You know, they asked me if I wanted to do a duets album, because duets albums, you know, there's a lot of great duets albums out. And I kept thinking, how do I make my duets album a little more interesting? So I made up a list of who I would like to do duets with. And when I look at my list, the people that I wanted to do duets with were all gone. So I made a duets album, and here are my duet partners. John Denver, Louis Armstrong, Sammy Davis Jr., Whitney Houston, Judy Garland, Dusty Springfield, and the list goes on. That's my dream duets album.
That literally the definition of a dream duet in the music industry is everyone that you just listed off.
Definitely. Now, how did they do that?
I'm telling you, Alexis, this is a miracle. It's all about technical wizardry. All we had was old records, because they didn't do multi-tracks back in those days. All we had was old records. There was a company that could remove the orchestra from the old records and give me just their vocals. And as soon as I got that, I'm pretty good at my computer, I was able to take their voices and make them into duets and change the orchestra around, rearrange the whole song, and it sounds like I'm singing with them yesterday. It's amazing. Gosh.
We're going to hear one of them a little bit later, but Barry, I have to ask you, because you know you are a perfectionist, you are a master at your craft. When you were pitched this idea at first, I mean, you just talked about the technological breakthrough that allowed you to do this. Were you skeptical at first that this could be done and done well?
I thought this was impossible. It was a great idea, but I thought nobody could pull this off. But, you know, musical technology has come so far that these people can actually do this. If you hear this album, honestly, you will think I'm standing next to Louis Armstrong singing.
It's just unbelievable. Wow. We're talking with the one and only Barry Manilow.
And now I read that you don't listen to your albums once you're done with them, but this one was an exception. Is that true?
It is. You know, out of all the albums I've made, this is the most challenging and most entertaining for me. Because, you know, who doesn't want to hear Whitney at her peak, at her prime? I'm telling you guys, when they gave me Whitney Houston's vocal, all alone, with no echo, with no processing, and I hit my space bar on my computer, she was standing in front of me. I had to jump up and from the computer. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, and that happened to all of them. It's amazing.
Yeah, let me just list off some of the tracks. We're talking to Barry Manilow. I mean, Whitney, you did I Believe in You and Me, which was a beautiful song. And then John Denver, Sunshine on My Shoulder. Judy Garland, Zing with the Strings of My Heart. Moon River with Andy Williams. Other than Whitney, what was your, I mean, when the whole, as Alexis just pointed out, you don't really listen to your own music, but what was that moment like? Take us to the moment where the CD's done, you're listening to the album in full. Bring us to that moment. What was your reaction?
My reaction was I ran for the Kleenex box.
Happy tears?
It just seemed like it couldn't be done.
Yeah.
But it is, and here it is. It's just the most amazing album I've ever been involved with.
Wow. So your list, of course, were people who have passed. But what contemporary artists would you like to work with today?
Well, you know, there's a batch of them. You know, if this wouldn't have worked, I certainly would have gotten on the phone and called Rod Stewart and Elton John and Sting and all of my heroes from today. But this is interesting. It's so much more interesting than anything else I could have thought of.
We're talking to Barry Manilow. You're talking about never listening to your music. Is there a song, and you can be honest with us. I mean, look, it's just artists sing the same songs all the time. There has to be one. Is there a song that you're just a little tired of singing all these years, after all these years?
No, I will never tell you that. I'll never answer that question.
That's, you don't even need to answer it. Your reaction was the best ever.
Okay, how about a favorite song that you love just singing over and over and over again?
Well, you know, the one that I really like them all, honestly. You know, singing Mandy these days is more emotional than it was, oh my God, 30-some-odd years ago. It's more than a song, you know, it's filled with great memories. So when when it comes time to play that intro on Mandy, you know, it's just everything, it's magic these days. But I would guess the one is One Voice. Did you ever hear the song I did called One Voice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I guess if I had to pick one, that's the one that always moves me the most.
Last question, and again, we're talking to the one and only Barry Manilow. The new CD is called My Dream Duets. It's going to drop on the 27th. Looking back on I said it at the beginning, the word legend and icon is thrown around. But looking back on your legendary career, what are you most proud of?
What am I most proud of? Well, you know, that I've kind of stayed the same guy that I was when I think I have. I just haven't let the craziness seep in. Probably because I consider myself a musician and not a performer and not a singer. On my passport, it says musician. And that's really who I am, and that's who I think I've stayed.
It's a great answer. And
can I squeeze one question real quick, Barry Manilow? Do you watch TV? And if you do, what do you watch?
Scandal.
Oh my God, I love you even more. I love that show.
Barry, you just made a lot of people, a lot of our My Talkers, very happy by saying you like Scandal.
Yeah. This girl, Shonda Rhimes, holy mackerel, she's got the whole week or something.
I know.
Thursday night. Yeah.
She has an entire block of prime time. Mr. Manilow, what a pleasure it was to speak with you. Good luck with the music, and we just loved having you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Barry Manilow, everyone.
Man, now we have to wait a week for this duet album to come out.
Yeah, but you don't have to wait a week. You heard him talk about the Whitney Houston. April, do we have that track?
Yes.
You heard him talk about, and if you just tuned in, Barry was here promoting My Dream Duets.
That was Barry Manilow, Jace.
I know.
April, we just talked to Barry Manilow.
He was so nice.
Seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. I know Tammy Lee just wrote us on Twitter. She said, "Oh, Barry, you were my Dallas for my youth." Because, you know, I reference how much I love Dallas. So, yeah, a lot of fanalos. So, Barry talked about his duet with Whitney Houston on this new album. It's called, and he, the song is I Believe in You and Me. I believe that was from her Preacher's Wife album.
Yes.
The soundtrack. And here is a sneak peek at that track.
Always be the one for me, my friend.
No, keep it going. I want to hear more.
Oh my gosh, goosebumps.
I will never hurt your pride when all the chips are down.
Right.
I will always be around just to be right where you are.
My love.
Oh,
you know I love you, boy.
I love you, baby.
I will gosh, no wonder he was reaching for the tissues.
You're listening to a sneak peek of, I can't believe I'm saying this, but the duet of Barry Manilow and Whitney Houston, I Believe in You and Me, from Mr. Manilow's new CD, which will drop next week, Dream Duets. Just unbelievable. Yeah. He did Mama Cass. He did a duet with Mama Cass on the CD. Dream a Little Dream of Me is a song he does with her. The Look of Love with Dusty Springfield. I Want to Be Loved by You with Marilyn Monroe. And What a Wonderful World with the one and only Louis Armstrong. So there we go. Wow. That's just amazing. It's beautiful. Sometimes I asked him about the question about, because I knew he was a perfectionist. Sometimes when, you know, especially 10, 15 years ago, remember when like Natalie Cole sang with her dad?
Yeah.
And these types of things, a lot of people have done Elvis. You know, I think even Lisa Marie did a duet with her dad.
Yep.
These types of things can be very sentimental, yes, but they can sometimes be done not right. You know, they can be done in not the best way. This seems like it's definitely not the latter. It's definitely the former. It seems to be done with a lot of love. And wow, I mean, the technology now really makes it seamless. It does, as Barry said, seem like Whitney was standing right in front of him, singing to her,
What a cool concept to do a whole album.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Duets like this.
Thanks to all the Fanilows who showed support. We appreciate it. And yeah, that was cool.